Blog Talk Radio.
Healed, eyes never pierced, hands
we're free. Highest blood, we're washed clean. And now we have the victory. And the power of sin is broken. Yes, he did. He has won. Yes, he has. It all. So every voice. So glad that he's alive. Thanks. You have won it all. And we say death could not hold. Yeah. You're alive and well.
You are the reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We say thank you. Hallelujah. Death could not hold you down. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we come on this afternoon. Hallelujah. Blessing the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for another Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. When Jesus rose, he rose from the grave. Hallelujah. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because he rose, we rose. Because he lives, we live. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. What a day of rejoicing. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the Easter eggs and the jelly beans and the grass and the baskets and the big hats, Father God. But we know, ain't it? It's not about any of that, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We say thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he came. Thank you that he died. Thank you that he rose again. And we say thank you, Father, that we can celebrate on this service, Father God. Hallelujah. One more service to let the world know that we serve a risen Savior. And he's in the world today. Hallelujah. To your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, as we come. Father God, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, anywhere we offend against you, failed, Father, came short of your glory. Oh, Father, we ask that you would forgive us even right now. And we thank you for your faithfulness to do so, Father God, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, which is strong enough. It's strong enough to do the work. And the work is already done. And the work of the cross cannot be undone. And no terms, no circumstances, no way, Jose. So we say thank you for the service today, Father. We just pray your blessings, Father God, anoint our ears to hear, anoint our eyes to see, anoint our spirits to receive. Father God, we know that your word will never return into your void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we want to give you advance praise for deliverance, breakthroughs, hallelujah, salvation, healing, hallelujah, joy in the Holy Ghost, songs of praise, love and faith. We want to give you advance praise for all of this day, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we commit this service into your hands. We pray your blessings upon every household under the sound of my voice to this, Father, even in the midst, Father God, of a pandemic, Father God, that this holiday, Father, will be, hallelujah, the most treasurable memorial, Father God, holiday, Father God, one that will always remember good news from on high. And so we bless you right now, Father. So we commit the service in your hands. Father God, hallelujah, that you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified. Satan's already horrified. Hey, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is of Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. We want to give God some praise on this afternoon. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy Resurrection. Lord, happy Easter Resurrection. Our glory be to God. Hallelujah. We know the word Easter is in the Bible. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We'll break that down at another time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How this is the Lord's day. Hallelujah. Day that he has made. And we come rejoicing. And we are glad in it. Welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. For our fellowship service. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You might be on teleconference, but there's no difference because there's no time and distance in the spirit. And it was just like he was sitting in the sanctuary. It's just like he was there because you are there. Why? Because we are the church. If you're born again, we are the church. We are the temple of the living God. So God's living in you, God living in me. God is everywhere at the same place. So you might be in one city. I might be in another city. You might be in one country. I might be in another country. But, beloved, wherever we are, Amen. If we are in Christ, we are together. Because it's in him we live, and him we move, and in him we have our being. So we're just praying that everybody will enjoy the services on today. A hearty, hearty, hearty welcome to all of our visitors. Amen. Look, you might be all dressed up in your Easter bonnet. Maybe you have on a pair of jeans or a pair of pajamas. Oh, girl, whatever you got on. Maybe you ain't got nothing on at all. Hey, that's between you and your God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not what's on the outside, beloved. It's how we covered on the inside. Hey, my God. We say, have a seat. Get your Bibles. Come on, come on. Turn your phones off. Turn the TV off. Turn the radio off. Put a do not disturb on your front door. Tell them I'll get back with you in a minute. Amen. I got an appointment with the King. Glory be to God. And he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Amen. Amen and amen. Prepare yourself for Holy Communion today. Oh yeah, we've been taking Holy Communion all this week, from last Sunday to this Sunday. We didn't miss a day. We didn't miss a morning. Amen. So amen. At the end of our service, amen. If you don't have to have matzah and grape juice, it's symbolic. Amen. It's not a ritual, beloved. Amen. We're receiving a blessing when we partake. Amen, of the Lord's Supper. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. Just have yourself some crackers, some potato chips, a piece of bread, whatever you got, because we're going to bless it. And when Jesus was at the table, beloved, amen, he ate what was ever there. He served what was there. Ain't nowhere in the Bible does the Bible say it was matzah and wine. Amen. And if you don't have no grape juice, amen, get yourself a little water. Get yourself some apple juice, some orange juice. Just a little sip. You don't need 8 ounces, 4 ounces. You don't even need 1 ounce. Amen. We're just going to take one little sip. Amen. And to God be the praise. So have that ready. Amen, beloved. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. We are going to move straight ahead. We're going to have one more selection. And then after that, we're going to come straight with the word of God on today. Open up your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter number 28. Matthew, chapter number 28. And we're going to talk to you. Amen. In a little bit there today. We want to talk about, I'm going to give you the subject before I give you the scripture. Our subject today is a kingdom move on the third day. Ah! A kingdom move on the third day. We want to say, look, God knew how to make some moves. And the Lord made a move. It was a kingdom move on the third day. Don't go nowhere. Let us have one more selection and we'll be right back. Amen. To get into the word on this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the one and only Beverly Crawford. Come on, put those hands together. You know he lives. I serve a risen Savior. He's in this world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand in mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. You
you just can't talk about. But something got to happen now on the inside. To know that you know that you really know that you know that. Tell about three people around you. Say, I know he lives. I know he lives. I know he lives. He lives. He lives. He lives. He lives. He lives. Woo!
Let's hear it from Beverly Crawford. Come on, everybody.
Give it to
him. Amen. Okay, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight.
The recording has started.
Oh, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen and amen and amen. All right, and Matthew chapter number 28, verse number 1 through 10. Matthew 28, verse 1 through 10. Amen. Glory be to God. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worship him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren and they that go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to talk to you this morning, amen, from a subject, amen, a kingdom move on the third day. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Beloved, amen. Jesus is dead now. Glory be to God on Friday. Amen. He died. Amen. Glory be to God as we celebrated, amen, Good Friday. Amen. And we know that Jesus hung on the cross, beloved. Amen. For those 3 hours. Amen. Friday, amen, was the first day. Amen. We have to remember, beloved, back in that culture, amen, their days did not begin at 12 o'clock midnight as our days began. Their days began at 3 p.m., amen, at sunset, amen, glory be to God. So Jesus died, amen, somewhere between that hours, beloved, at 3 p.m. on Friday, amen, glory be to God. It began the second day, amen, from 3 p.m., sunset on Friday to sunrise on Saturday was the second day, and then from Saturday sunset to Sunday sunrise, amen, was the third day. But, beloved, we always have to remember that the third day is always the day after tomorrow. Glory be to God, in case you're trying to figure out how could Jesus die on Friday and be resurrected on Sunday, and that'd be 3 days. Amen. Glory be to God. The third day is always the day after tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. His enemies, beloved, had made the proof of his resurrection. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, amen, that they had gone to, amen, Pilate, and they wanted to seal amen, the tomb, amen, to make sure that Jesus was not able to escape, to make sure that Jesus wasn't in the daze and was going to wake up and find his way, wiggle his way out of that, that the disciples wasn't going to come and steal the body, amen, glory be to God. So they asked for permission to seal it, amen, to put the Roman seal on, and glory be to God, that no one could even come near. The only people that was there, beloved, was the four guards, amen, who, amen, was ordered to watch, amen, the grave. Yeah, somebody at the graveyard watching a dead man's body. But they said, just in case he's not dead, because we remember what he said. And the four guards, they would rotate every 3 hours, glory be to God, to give one another a break, amen. So Jesus is dead, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. He's in the sepulture, the rich man's sepulture, by the way, glory be to God, hallelujah. And here it is, beloved, amen, hallelujah, on early Sunday morning, glory be to God, as the sun was coming up, as sun arise, glory be to God, here comes Mary and Martha, and we want to thank God for women, the women and Jesus ministry. Oh, glory. Another subject for another time. Jesus always had women in the ministry. Matter of fact, beloved, you'll see as we go on that a female was the first evangelist. And who said women preachers was out of order? We said, glory be that a female was the first evangelist. But nevertheless, amen, in Mark 16:2, amen, they're on the way, amen, to spice up the body. Glory be to God. They didn't believe that Jesus was going to rise again because they believed that Jesus was going to rise again, beloved. They know that you're not going to spice up, glory be to God, a body that's already risen, glory be to God, glory be to God. You would only do that for a dead body. So evidently they didn't believe either, but nevertheless, here come these faithful women, and the Bible says in Mark 16:2, they're talking among one another as they're going, amen, to the sepulture, and it says they're asking a question, well, how are we going to roll the stone away? Who's going to be the one to roll the stone away? We want to get to the dead body of Jesus, but how are we going to get to the stone? Because they knew that the stone could not be legally opened. Oh, glory be to God. But the Bible goes on, beloved, and you can read this account of the resurrection in all of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Amen. And then we see in Matthew's, amen, 28:2, the Bible tells us that there was a great earthquake. Ooh, there was a shake. We're not talking about no small earthquake, but no. We're talking about a great earthquake, beloved. The word great, glory be to God, beloved, it was an exceedingly huge, a massive, extremely enormous earthquake that took place as they was on the way, amen, to Jesus' grave, glory be to God, early on this Sunday morning. Glory be to God, out of nowhere. Hallelujah. Where did it come from? They didn't know. Beloved, now remember now, hallelujah, if you do a little bit of Bible study, a little research, you find out on Good Friday, when Jesus was hanging out on the cross, glory be to God, dying, taking his last breath, saying the last prayers, the seven last sayings, the Bible tells us, beloved, right before he gave up the ghost, that the earth shook. The Bible tells us that there was a great earthquake when Jesus died. Now we see it's a great earthquake at the resurrection. Don't tell me God won't shake something up to rescue his children. Glory be to God. And it goes on in Matthew 28, and it says an angel appeared. And this was a great angel, beloved. Oh, this was a mighty angel to the point where the four guards that was guarding the sepulture, the Bible says they was unable to move. They saw the angels, amen, and just dropped. Glory be to God. They was paralyzed. They was frozen. Amen. At the magnificent brilliance and the light and the glory of this angel that showed up. Glory be to God. This angel was so big, beloved. Glory be to God. The Bible says the angel came to remove the stone that was put there. Amen. To cover the sepulture. But afterwards, he sat on it. In other words, this angel was so big, amen, that he sat on this stone and used it as a chair. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so when the angel sat down on the stone, beloved, it was significant of triumph, glory. He was confirming that death was vanquished. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so when the women finally got there, because they was determined, it wasn't nothing going to stop them. I said, we going to see Jesus, even though he dead. Ain't nothing going to stop us. I said, we going to persist until we succeed. I said, we ain't turning back, stone or no stone. We'll figure out a way to move the stone when we get there. They didn't even know. Glory, the stone was already moved. Glory be to God. And the Bible says that when the woman entered into the sepulchre, because the stone had already been removed by the angel, they noticed that Jesus wasn't there. Oh, the grave was empty when the woman arrived. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus had gone. Oh, he was buried, Jesus, but he was resurrected, Lord Jesus. Because his resurrection, hallelujah, confirms his lordship. The Lord Jesus was gone. I said he was risen. Glory. Oh, when they got to the sepulchre, beloved, it was empty. It was an empty grave because Jesus was alive. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus was gone even before the stone was removed. Beloved, hallelujah. Beloved, Jesus is not restricted by obstacles. Oh, yeah. Jesus had already walked over on the other side of the closed door. I said Jesus can walk over on the other side of the closed door. Jesus can walk over on the other side of circumstances. Jesus can walk over on the other side. And that's exactly what he did. Jesus had walked over on the other side. Hallelujah. Beloved, little did they know that, hallelujah, a kingdom move had taken place. It was a kingdom move. Before the foundations of the world, God had set all this up, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. It wasn't a happenstance. Glory be to God. God is very, very, very intentional. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We know, beloved, amen, even today in the times that we're living in, hallelujah, we see a church on every corner. When the church doors was open, glory be to God. You see, especially in certain neighborhoods, you see a church on every corner. You see a barbershop on every corner. You see a bar on every corner. Glory be to God. Churches everywhere. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And yet with the churches everywhere, we still see the world in the worst condition. Satan don't care anything about, amen, churches here and there and there. We are only a threat to Satan. Glory be to God. Only when, beloved, you shift into your royal identity. We just want to back up a little bit, amen, and tell you, amen, why Jesus came in the first place, what led to this resurrection. Glory be to God. And so we are only a threat to Satan, beloved, when we shift into our royal identity, into our power, our divine power, our divine authority. Beloved, now, if you read Matthew chapter number 2, verse number 1-3, it'll tell you that when Jesus was born from Immaculate Conception out of the womb of Mary, Jesus was born a king. We say he was a king baby. He wasn't no ordinary baby. He was born a king. Glory be to the living God. And beloved, amen, if you do a little bit of history, you will find out that when a king is born, another king has to die. Glory be to God. And so Jesus' main purpose, beloved, was to shed his blood. The reason that Jesus died on Calvary, the reason that Jesus bled on Calvary, his purpose for dying on Calvary, beloved, was to make you a king and to make you a priest. And you can read about it in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Jesus came and Jesus died on Calvary in the first place to restore our kingship. Glory be to God. St. John 18 and 37, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And when Jesus said, to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. So, beloved, Jesus came as a king. And in his death on Calvary, he died to make you one. I turn around and tell your neighbor, I said, Jesus died on Good Friday to make me a king and a priest. Oh, glory be to God. So you see, beloved, we've got to take a minute here and help you out, to help you understand what's going on here. When Jesus died on the cross, the work of the cross was a kingdom move. Somebody said, look, listen. It was a kingdom move. It was a kingdom move. Why? Because Jesus had to destroy another kingdom, amen, to restore the kingdom that was lost by the first Adam. The second Adam had to come back and restore the kingdom. Beloved, that's why we read in 1 John 3 and 8, glory be to God, it says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Oh, glory be to God. You see, beloved, death on the cross was not just for our sins. Oh, not just for our sins alone. It was a kingdom move. This is why God hid his strategy from the princes of the world. He had to hide it. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. 1 Corinthians 2 and 8, which says, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord. Oh, I said it was a setup. Somebody said, come on. It was a setup. See, beloved, as a king, you have to understand that you have a scepter and you sit on a throne and you have a crown. Jesus died for us to get back the kingship we once had. When Satan committed high treason in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. Jesus came to get it back. And the purpose of his birth was to regain the kingdom of God in earth again. Beloved, God gave Adam the kingdom of the whole world. Adam was the prince of the kingdom of the earth. Adam had the crown. We can read about it in Psalms chapter 8, verse 4. Glory be to God. It says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou made him to have dominion. You see that? Thou made Adam, thou made mankind to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under their feet. Adam had the crown, y'all. Hallelujah. But what Adam did was Adam lost the crown. Adam cast the crown to Satan. Yes, he did. You can read about it in Romans 6 and 16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So here, Adam had the crown. Adam cast the crown to Satan. And the Bible says when he did, beloved, hallelujah, when he yielded, the crown fell off his head. And Satan picked it up. Lamentations 5 and 16. The crown is fallen from our head. Woe unto us that we have sinned. Oh, yeah, that rascal Satan picked up the crown, beloved. Oh, yeah. Now he becomes the prince of the air. Beloved, it is a spiritual law that when you surrender to somebody, you are submitted to that power and to that authority, as we just read in Romans 6 and 16. Now, if a king bows to another king, he automatically gives up his honor, the whole kingdom to him. And this is how Satan was officially titled the prince of the world. Glory. Matter of fact, beloved, when we read in St. John, even Jesus himself called Satan the prince of this world. Not one time, not two times, but three times. That's why Satan could tell Jesus that he could give him the kingdom of this world, and he could give Jesus the glory of them. Remember, beloved, in the wilderness when Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights and tempted of the devil, and the devil said, I'll give you this, and I'll give you that, and I'll give you this if you serve me, because it was Satan's to give. He picked up the crown when Adam dropped it. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus respected it, the authority that Satan walked in. Glory be to God. So what Jesus had to do now, he had to get the crown back strategically. Somebody say, God got strategy. Come on, somebody say, God got some strategy. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Beloved, there is a royal law that to get the crown back, one must strive lawfully. Satan got the crown legally, but he tricked Adam to get it. Now, in order for Jesus to get it back, it had to be done legally, beloved. And this is why we read in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 5, if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned it, except he strive lawfully. Beloved, in God's kingdom, we must understand honor for leadership, and we must understand honor for authority. Glory be to God. And we must respect that leadership and authority, even if it's evil. Glory be to God. St. John 14 and 30. Read it there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus says, hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world. See, Jesus is calling Satan the prince. The prince of this world cometh, and he have nothing in me. Now, in the beloved, in order to get it back, in order for Jesus to get the crown back, this is the reason Jesus came. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. This was what his whole 33 and a half years was all about. Up to this point right here, how do he get the crown back that Adam lost? How do he get the crown back that fell off Adam's head when Adam yielded to Satan? Glory be to God. In order to get it back, Jesus had to use the wisdom of the serpent, just like the devil did. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Beloved, St. John, hallelujah, 3 and 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Glory be to God. Beloved, Matthew 10 and 16 teaches us the wisdom of the serpent. The serpent always able, the serpent, beloved, one thing about a serpent crawling on his belly is always able to see you before you see him. Because he lies very low to the ground all the time. Snakes are wise, and they get a lot done subtly. Why? Because they keep a low position. Satan is still very wise, beloved, but his wisdom is corrupt, and his wisdom is evil. And even though Jesus was crucified before the foundations of the world, beloved, it was hidden from the devil. Oh, glory be to God. The princes of this world, he didn't know God's strategy. He didn't know how God was going to get it back. He ain't know. Glory be to God. And we read that in 1 Corinthians 2 and 8. But let me say this. Glory be to God. If Satan knew how Jesus was going to dismantle his kingdom, he would have never had Jesus crucified. He would have never crucified Jesus if he knew that this was God's strategy to get the crown back. Glory be to God. And beloved, this is why we read in Isaiah chapter number 53 that it was God's will to bruise him. God tricked Satan into crucifying Jesus. Hallelujah. And when he did, he called Satan to serve him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, when Satan obeyed the will of God, he submitted and yielded his kingdom back to God. Remember I said when a king yields to another king, glory be to God, hallelujah, they have to surrender it all. Romans 6 and 16, beloved, hallelujah, hallelujah. When the devil had Jesus crucified, he was in effect obeying God. And by so doing, the devil submitted to God. Beloved, and that is when the crown fell off of Satan's head. And that's when Jesus picked it up. Oh, yay, glory. Matthew 28 and 18. And when Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Jesus picked the crown up when it fell off Satan's head, when Satan had to yield to the king and obeying God by crucifying Jesus. He was fulfilling the scriptures. He was fulfilling the prophecy. He was fulfilling the word. He was obeying God, and he didn't even know it. Glory, somebody give God a shout. Give God a shout. We say it was a kingdom move. Satan was tricked. Satan was tricked completely, outmaneuvered, hallelujah, and out-strategized by God. Satan lost the kingdom the same way he got it. Oh, yeah, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Hey, whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Satan lost the kingdom the same way he got it. He thought he was winning, but he was obeying a commandment from God. Oh, glory be to the living God. Glory be to the living God. So, beloved, hallelujah. So in my clothes. All right. So you got the history. You got the history there. Okay, so here go the women. On Resurrection Day. Here they go. Going up to the tomb. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The angel, when they saw the angel already told them in Mark 16 and 7. They said, don't worry about it. You're going to see Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And when you see him, Luke 24 and 11, hallelujah, he said it's going to be difficult to put your experience in words. We know you're going to be nervous. We know you're going to be stuttering. He said, glory, people won't believe your testimony. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, but go, go. When they saw that the tomb was empty, glory be to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He says here, glory be to God, in Mark 16 and 7. He said, go. Now, he's talking to women. Go and carry the word. Ah, women without a degree. Women without a doctorate, a masterate. Probably didn't even have a GED. He's talking to women. Go and carry the gospel. Go and tell the good news. He said, go and tell my disciples and Peter. Ah, that's another subject for another day. Tell Peter that he is going, hallelujah, before you into Galilee, and there you will see him as he said. They said, you're going to see Jesus. Oh, yeah, you're going to see Jesus. Glory be to God. And Luke 24 and 11 said the women ran. They didn't walk. They didn't skip. They ran to carry the good news. They ran to carry the gospel that Jesus is not dead, but he's alive. And it says that their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. They didn't believe the women back then, and they don't believe the women right now in this generation. But verse number 12 goes on to say, but old Peter got up, and Peter ran into the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself. at that which he shall come to pass. Glory be to God. People won't believe your testimony, but tell them anyhow. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Open your mouth. Let them know. Just and for enough, the people will do like Peter did. They stir up enough interest where they'll find out for themselves. They heard your testimony. They heard your joy. You might have been stumbling. You might have been saying a little ebonics. You might have got things a little twisted, but you stirred up enough interest for them to get up and find out for themselves. Find out that Jesus lives. When Peter got to the tomb, Peter found out that Jesus wasn't there. Hallelujah. That he got up. Beloved, when Jesus got up, you got up. Glory be to God. They found out that Jesus was still alive. Because he lives, you live. Glory be to God. He's alive. They found out that the stone is rolled away. I come to tell you that God can roll away the stone in your life. He can resurrect anything today. He can roll away the stone of your infirmity, the stone of your poverty, the stone of your sicknesses. Whatever your stone is, whatever your dilemma is, whatever is blocking your way, whatever is holding you back, whatever got you on lockdown, whatever got you shut in and shut up, I've come to tell you that he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And if he rolled the stone away 2,000 years ago, God is still rolling the stones away. Oh, glory be to the living God. Beloved, hallelujah. The stone is rolled away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter found out that he lives. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. Jesus rose again, and he rose to restore you. He rose to restore you. Look up the word restore. Not to store you, but to restore you. Beloved, hallelujah. And when God restores you, God gives you much more than what you lost. Jesus said, I came that ye may have life, and that more abundantly. I'm coming to destroy the works of the devil, to restore you back to your rightful position, to restore the crown, and that you may have abundant life. Oh, yeah, he's going to give you back more than what you lost. Beloved, with the first Adam, we was made a little lower than the angels, but in the restoration we was raised far above the angelic realm to sit with Jesus in the heavenly places at the right hand of God. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. The same way that angel is sitting on that rock, beloved, you're seated in heavenly places even right now. And Ephesians 2 and 6 says, and have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Why? Because it was a kingdom move. It was a kingdom move in 3 days. Oh, my God. A divine strategy to take the crown back. Oh, God. And if Satan knew it, he would have made sure that Jesus wasn't crucified, but it was too late. The work of the cross cannot be undone. Turn around and tell your neighbor, thank God for a kingdom move. Thank God that the stone is rolled away. Thank God that he got up. Thank God that he lives. Thank God that Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. And if Jesus was raised from the dead, if he was resurrected from the dead, he can resurrect anything today, any dead thing. Maybe your marriage is dead. Maybe your family relationships is dead. I don't care what's dead. Jesus said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Beloved, we want to thank God for a kingdom move. Hallelujah. In 3 days. In 3 days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. And though we may be weary, I got the words mixed up, whatever men may say, I know that he is living through all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Hallelujah. Father, we say thank you for a kingdom move. We say thank you that this thing was already laid out before the foundation of the world. And nobody knew it but you. God, you don't tell everything you know. That's why we can trust you, that you got the answer, that you got the remedy, that hallelujah, because you don't tell everything you know. Nobody knew that you was going to trick Satan like that to get the crown back. Father God, to draw people unto yourself. Oh, my God, we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Before we partake of our Holy Communion, hallelujah, we want you to know today, hallelujah, in this kingdom move. Hallelujah. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. Hallelujah unto salvation. We want you to know he lives today. Hallelujah. Glory be. Don't be like the Romans who crucified Jesus by not receiving him, beloved. If you have never received Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, now is just the perfect time to do so. Hallelujah. Just repeat after me. Father, I repent of all my sins. I ask that you would forgive me. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. I believe that Jesus died. I believe that Jesus was resurrected. I believe that he is alive today, sitting on your right-hand side, Father. And he died for my sins. And he died to restore to me the crown that was lost by the first Adam. Now, by faith, I receive him. I open my heart and invite Jesus to come in, to live in me, to use me. Hallelujah, for your praise, your honor, and your glory. Thank you for saving me, Father, in Jesus' name. For I am saved. Amen. Amen. And guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? You're saved. You're saved. The angels are rejoicing. Probably the same angel that came down and caused that earthquake and sat on that stone. Amen. The angels are rejoicing over your salvation on this resurrection of Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That kingdom move included your salvation today. Amen. And if you did, amen, we want to hear from you at lifewordjesus.org. You can find out about our ministry. You can get our mailing address. You can get our email address. You can get our Cash App address. You can get everything right there about this kingdom. But we want to hear from you because we want to send you out some materials to help you to grow and mature, amen, until your full salvation. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kingdom move. In 3 days. Beloved, amen. Let us prepare for Holy Communion. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Excuse me, I just got to take a little sip of water. Whew, excuse me one second here. My God. Kingdom move in 3 days. Okay. Let us partake of the Holy Communion. This do, who as often as she would, in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. Let us take of the bread of the body, whatever you have there, some matzah, bread, crackers, amen, potato chips, whatever you have. Remember, it's all symbolic. It's all symbolic. Amen. Glory be to God. So you're not going to hell because it wasn't matzah. Saltine crackers, Ritz crackers. Amen. We're about to bless it. Amen. Right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Which is symbolizes the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that God strategically set up to trick the devil. Hey, my God, let me have up and take this because I feel another shout coming on. Amen. Father God, okay, hold up the body, saints. Hold up the body. Father God, we say thank you for this, the body, Father God. We want to say thank you for this bread. Thank you for this matzah, Father God. Father God, whatever we are taking now, Father God, symbolizing the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which was broken for us. Father God, we ask that you would bless this. God, you said as often as you do this in remembrance of me. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you, God. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. In Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Beloved, let us eat of the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which was broken for us. Amen. Let us eat now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let us take the cup. This is the cup of blessing. There's a blessing in taking of this cup, beloved. Jesus' blood was shed for us. Jesus' blood did not have sin in it, did not have sickness in it, didn't have COVID-19 in it. Come on now, didn't have nothing in it. This was pure blood, God's DNA. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will bless this cup as we partake of it even right now that represents the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which was shed for us. We say thank you for it, God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Let us partake, beloved, of the cup of blessing. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood done signed my name. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. The blood done signed my name. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood done signed my name. Oh, the blood done signed my name. And the Bible says, beloved, they partook of Holy Communion and they left. And we're going to do likewise. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God that have come forth this morning. Oh, God, we are mesmerized with the kingdom strategy, the kingdom move, how you trick Satan to kill Jesus so that he could bow and surrender the crown. And Jesus picked it up the same way Satan picked it up when Adam lost it. My God, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Resurrection Sunday. He's alive. He rose. Therefore, we are alive. And we have been resurrected with him. And we live forever. Eternal life through faith and grace and the finishing work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you for your people. Thank you, your word will not return into your void. Thank you for Holy Communion today and all this week. Thank you, Father God, for the tithes, the offerings, the donations. Thank you for the souls that gave their life to Christ today. Thank you, Father God, for the backsliders reclaimed. Thank you for victory won on every end. In Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you. Father God, that word is already going forth. Healing is already going forth. Anybody on the line sick, the healing have gone forth in the word and in the communion. The miracles have gone forth. The spirit has gone forth. God, we say it's a done deal. And we ask that you will send your word and heal everybody's situation. The same way that stone was rolled away, you're still rolling away stones. And we say thank you for removing the stone of hindrance, backup, blockups, delays. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Woo, my God, Jesus. And we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and to declare it cannot, and it will not, and it shall not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen again. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is King of kings and Lord of lords. And we want to thank God how God made that kingdom move. Amen. On the third day. Amen. Everybody have a lovely, 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 lovely Easter. Lovely resurrection day. Whatever you do, continue to give God praise for that kingdom move that God made on the third day to restore us back into his kingdom by faith. Amen, amen, and amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the one and only Beverly Crawford. Come on, put those hands together. You know he lives. I serve a risen Savior in this world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand.
if you know it is. Get somebody to hop out and say, yes, I know he is. You just can't talk about it. But something got to happen now on the inside. To know that you know that you really know that you know that. Tell about three people around you. Say, I know he lives. I know he lives. I know he lives. He lives. He lives. He lives.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for busting a kingdom move. Amen. Can we give God some praise today? Jesus is alive and he lives and we serve a risen Savior. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Blessings, 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 blessings.